Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll just read you the Instagram post. Let me welcome in Cody Benjamin, CBS Sports NFL writer, and I'll read the post with him on the line. This is Antonio Brown on Instagram. You're going to piss a lot of people off when you start doing what's best for you. And that's fine. I have worked my whole life to prove that the system is blind to see talent like mine. Now that everyone sees it, they want me to conform to that same system that has failed me all those years. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just asking for the freedom to prove them all wrong. Release me, Raiders. Hashtag no more. Hashtag they put blinders on a horse for a reason. Hashtag no more fake. Cody, let me just ask you straight up, because I'm legitimately concerned for this guy at this point. Is that your first reaction when you see the latest in what seems to be an unending series of erratic displays of behavior from Antonio Brown?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, first of all. But, I mean, to come on to that, I mean, even the hashtag you were reading on the Instagram post, I mean, at this point you can't even tell what's, you know, made up and what's not. I mean, it's all kind of blurred. And I think, yeah, initially it's like, you know, everyone kind of pokes fun at it, and I think that's still going on a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I think for a while now you could probably see some signs that, you know, maybe something is actually wrong here. And I think regardless, you know, when we get to the end of this saga, whenever it ends, and like you said, there doesn't seem to be a clear end right now. You know, I think people are going to be fascinated to look back at this story because, I mean, a few years ago, we knew Antonio Brown as Antonio Brown, you know, one of the greatest receivers of his time, one of the greatest, if not the current wide receiver in the NFL. And you know, I don't want to say that resume is tarnished, but we're certainly wading into, you know, we might be past Terrell Owens.
I mean, like, Terrell Owens, I remember he was doing sit-ups in his driveway and he was like criticizing Donovan McNabb, and it definitely felt like he was maybe insecure or all about him or something explicable. What's going on with Antonio Brown is beyond the realms of explicable now.
Yeah, and I think on Hard Knocks we got, you know, I try to, you know, you try and understand. I think that it's easy to point at, you know, the multi-million-dollar athlete and say, you know, they're just selfish, whatever. I think Hard Knocks, you know, watching a show like that, seeing him relate, you know, talk to John Gruden after practice, you want to try and, like, feel for this guy, regardless of how crazy some of the things that are going on. You want to understand what is going on. And right now I think it's hard to do that. And, yeah, like I was saying, I think when we look back at this, you know, it's going to be a fascinating story to find out where this all went wrong. I mean, his Instagram, his YouTube video last night, I mean, it practically looked like the start of a documentary about how this, you know, famous player went crazy. And yeah. I think that, you know, it's going to be hard to, I guess what I want to say is it's going to be fascinating, but I hope that it's also not, you know, when we are looking back at it, something, you know, tragic didn't happen at the end of it, because you never know with, you know, how combustible such a situation is. I mean, the guy is clearly all over the place, and it's just something has to happen for him, and I hope it's, you know, for the best.
Robin Lundberg talking to Cody Benjamin, CBS Sports NFL writer. I mean, does he sound like somebody who wants to play football? That's another question. Like, I question whether he's in any condition to play football, and then two, whether he actually wants to play football, because a lot of this feels like almost like a cry for help from someone who doesn't actually want to be out there on the field.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think that, you know, physically, I'm sure he's, you know, even if he wasn't at 100%, you know, we know Antonio Brown's capabilities on the football field. I think he's more than capable of stepping out there and, you know, producing. I mean, he's going to be better than anything the Raiders had. And I think everyone was looking forward to that, you know, just get us to Monday night. And I think that's what John Gruden was hoping too, to see that. But yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, whether he's intending to or not, I mean, there is a cry for help, because I have no idea what, you know, he got his wish to get out of Pittsburgh, you know, one of the best positions he probably could have been in as a wide receiver. He got to Oakland, you know, everything has just seemed a little bit odd from the start. I mean, you know, coming in that welcome press conference in Oakland, You could tell there was just, he almost was out of it. I mean, still kind of focused on Pittsburgh. And, you know, I don't know. I think there's clearly something going on. I mean, I don't know that it's that he doesn't want to play football, but he obviously wants something else. And whatever that is, you know, I don't know that it's attention. He's getting enough of that. But he needs something, yeah.
Is there, at some point, does the NFL have to step in here? Because, like, look, there's a whole realm of possibilities, and it's reckless to speculate on exactly what's going on because, you know, we can't diagnose this guy. We don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, there are, you know, mental health issues that everyday people deal with that can lead to, you know, erratic behavior, right? There is also, you know, CTE is something that is linked to football that can lead to erratic behavior. It could be anywhere in that, you know, vast scheme, right? But yeah. At some point, does the NFL need to say, hey, you know, what's going on here, and the league step in?
Yeah, and first I would ask, you know, I wonder if law enforcement will step in, and mainly because of the video that he posted last night. And I know that John Gruden, there was a report from ESPN that he was amused, I think, by this video, and,
yeah.
And that seems to be, you know, John Gruden seems to be in his corner so far. But if that wasn't, you know, if John Gruden didn't give permission to, you know, for him to record that phone call and then share it, I mean, I know there have been some speculation about, you know, California's laws about recording phone calls and whether that's legal or not. I don't know that anything will actually happen there. But, yeah, I mean, the Raiders, I think, were already kind of toying with this idea that he's involved in some conduct detrimental to the team. And, I mean, if the NFL, no doubt, I mean, even if he suits up for Monday night, I saw someone, you know, people were saying this on Twitter, too, but I wouldn't find it hard to believe that he's going to be drug tested. I mean, and not as a joke, but just as maybe legitimate concern for this guy. You know, what is going on? And, yeah, as far as the, you know, the health standpoint, obviously we're not in a position to, I guess, appropriately litigate that. But I think that everyone, it has reached a point where this is no longer just we're making memes about it. We are actually wondering, is Antonio Brown okay? And it's not to poke fun at him. It's not to say he's not good enough to play football. It's not to say he doesn't deserve all this recognition. It's to say, look, what you're doing is a pattern that is clearly unhealthy.
One other detail just breaking, Adam Schefter tweeting, by fining Antonio Brown $215,000 and change last night for conduct detrimental to the team on September 4th, the Raiders voided the $29.12.5 million worth of guaranteed money in his deal. So is that the explanation, you think, for the latest from Brown?
Probably, but I think that, you know, it's hard to piece together exactly who wants out more here. I think that John Gruden clearly wants this talented football player. I mean, you could hear it in his voice if that was him on the recording. In the video, you know, he said, you know, please just stop this. Like, we want you to play football. It seems like he's trying to relate. I think Mike Mayock is probably on the other page and deservedly so. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, if you're voiding the guarantees, if Antonio Brown's saying release me, you know, 2 days before your first game, you know, last night when he posted that video before the report of John Gruden apparently being amused by it, you know, I wondered what the odds would be that Antonio Brown would even be a Raider today. And, you know, I have to think that those odds, you know, they decrease or get better, that he's not going to be around in the coming days.
I would, my bet is that he never steps foot on the field for the Raiders. And I think it's a much greater than zero chance that he never steps foot on an NFL field again. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Which is crazy, if you think about it. I mean, even with all this offseason stuff, I mean, you know, I think Chris Morton said on ESPN was saying, you know, there was social media 50, 40, 30 years ago. We'd probably be seeing a lot of this. But whatever, I mean, this whole offseason, even with all the craziness, if he would have stepped out on the field Monday night and caught, you know, 9 passes, 100, you know, 15 yards, a touchdown, Derek Carr looks good, the Raiders, you know, put up a fight. Obviously, there's still a lot of baggage to deal with, but we can remember that Antonio Brown is actually a great football player. He had a chance to not necessarily resurrect a career. I mean, he didn't have a career to resurrect necessarily, but to just continue playing. And I think it's crazy now that most people, like you said, the majority would probably think right now, you know, who's going to sign this guy? Who wants to deal with this? And what a way for a legend to go out, if that's the case.
Appreciate the time, Cody. Thank you for your insight, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.